3. All the dorm rooms were filled by the time the university accepted me. So I had rented an apartment in an old house where a great elm cast a dark shadow over the porch. The house stood on a street of similarly grand old places, each shaded by a tree, their roots disrupting the cement sidewalks in front. Mine was a brick Italianate house with a wide cornice and elaborately carved brackets and window caps. The apartment was up a staircase that once might have been glamorous when the house was still a single-family residence. The place had been advertised as a studio. I would be living in one room with a 12-foot ceiling, a decorative fireplace, and an efficiently sized stove, sink, and refrigerator. So small, they seemed like playhouse furniture. My mother, decorator extraordinaire, seemed not to have found any inspiration in the room, or else she didn't see the need to apply her skills to it. She scoped out the space, and then we left and found a used furniture store nearby and purchased a couch that folded out into a bed.
"This will serve a dual purpose," she said. "You'll have room to move around once you fold it up."
She paid the man to deliver the couch bed, along with a table and chairs, which, when she tried to gain my opinion, I said were fine. In the short time since I'd arrived in town, I'd changed my mind about being there, and I didn't care what we purchased. I went along, glumly, feeling myself resist confessing that we should forget the whole thing and head home. When Detective Thompson had stood, slowly, and stepping toward my mother's front door, paused to look at me, I'd felt the same small twinge of fear I'd felt 5 years before, the first time he'd come, and I knew returning home was no longer a choice. On the sidewalk out in front of the used furniture shop, a taped-up poster read, "Help Find Mary Ray Swindle." And below that bold type was a photograph of a young woman wearing a formal dress, her dark hair styled into pinned-up curls that fell beyond her shoulders, like a prom queen or a princess. Her expression was droll, as if she knew the satin sheen of the dress.